y'all might not.
Blog Talk Radio.
We praise God for what God, we knew it was the Lord. If it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, we understand that we would have been destroyed, but it's because God's mercy that kept us here, amen. Hallelujah. And his mercy that endured forever, amen. And I thank God for his undying love, undying mercy.
I will trust in the Lord.
Yes. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. To all of those on out there on Care Network, on Facebook this morning, greetings in the name of Jesus. We come to you today from Arlington, Texas, and appreciate all of you joining us. Thank God for being here. We got to stay on the battlefield. Hallelujah. We can't give up. Amen. Amen. A quitter never wins, and a winner never quits. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if we're going to win this race, we got to stay in the race. Amen. You're guaranteed to get to the end. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is just stay in the race.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And so I'm in the race this morning. I don't want to get out of the race. Amen.
Yeah.
I want to make it to the end.
Hallelujah.
I want to see what the end going to be like.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. You know, you never get to see the glory until you get to the end of it. Amen.
Yes.
You never realize your experience until you get to the end of it. Then you understand why it was that what happened to you happened in your life. Amen. When you get to the end of it. See, I look back now, all the things I've been through, I look back now. And I can give God praise for the things that I've been through. I didn't recognize it at the time when I was going through it, but now, you know, the light has came on, and I see God's hand everywhere. And we got to be able to see God's hand everywhere, even the time that you didn't know him, amen, and the times that you do know him. You have to always be able to look back and see where you came from. And if you look and see where you came from, you can appreciate God for where you are now, amen. Because, amen, things might not be exactly the way you want them to be now, but they sure is not as bad as they used to be. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, amen. How many can say that? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You're looking at me now, but you don't know where I came from. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You don't know the experiences that I went through. And now I look back and I realize that the experiences that God took me through is so that he could bring me to the now so I can tell somebody else how I got over.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, we don't always understand why we go through the things we go through. Amen. But one of the reasons that we go through the things that we go through, or God allows us to go through those things, is so that we can have an experience in that thing. Amen.
Amen.
And so that we would be able to help somebody else in that thing. Amen. They said Jesus experienced the life like we did. He took on flesh like our flesh, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He suffered like as we suffered, amen. He went through everything that we went through so that he might be able to help those also that are in suffering, amen. Come on, amen.
Amen.
And so your experiences that God allow you to have those experiences in your life so you can go through those experiences so that there's somebody that you can help because of the experience, what you went through, amen. Yeah, there's a lot of things I don't know how to help people in because I haven't experienced them, amen. You know, I never experienced a real drug addiction, you know what I mean? I smoked a little weed back in the day, and that's about it, amen. But that could have been a bad experience, amen. Somebody could have put a little dust in it or something back then. But those who have had terrible experience, those who have been, people who have been molested. And I know you said, oh, Lord, that was a terrible thing that happened to me. I was molested. But if God brought you through that thing, amen, hallelujah. Look how many other people that you can bring through that has had that same experience. And so God allows you to go through that thing, amen. Hmm? You saw it as a terrible thing, amen. But if we look at Romans chapter 8, verse 26, say, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and that was called according to his purpose. So if I recognize that all things is working together for my good, then all of my experience that I have experienced work together for my good and not my demise. Amen? And so therefore, when you go through something, brush yourself. Every time you fall down, brush yourself off, get off, get up, look back and see what I did wrong. Look back and see what it is you need to correct in that, amen, and get right back on track again, amen. Come on, we fall down, but what? We get back up, amen. I know some of you have fallen down, but we're the kind of people that we fall down, but we get right back up again, amen. You see, we fall down, but we don't allow ourselves to stay down, amen. So too many people fall down and never get back up, amen. But we are the kind of people because we have faith in Jesus and we believe that there is a power, amen, hallelujah. There is a power, amen, that can pull me back out of this thing again. And so we just fall down and get right back up again, amen. Yeah, we don't wallow in our stuff, amen.
No.
Yeah, I messed up, but amen, I'm going to get back up and try it again, amen. It's just like a baby trying to walk, amen. When a baby falls down, he gets right back up again. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And when I see the little grandchild running through the house, he falls down, but he gets right back up again. Amen. Amen. He gets where he can pull up on something. Amen. And he try to hold on, and then he might try to walk in, but he falls down, but he get right back up again. Amen. You see, this is the kind of walk that we have in Jesus. Amen. We fall down, but we get right back up again, amen. We keep on trying because if you keep on trying, you're going to make it, amen. And the Holy Spirit guarantees you that you're going to make it.
Amen.
That's why if you're not saved today, amen, you need to get saved. The Bible says repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, amen.
Amen.
You see, the Holy Ghost gives you some ability, amen. The Holy Ghost gives you some power, amen. And so what we need some power in our life, amen. And God is the power that he wants to put in your life, amen. So when you fall down, you can get right back up again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Even when you die, you're going to get right back up again. Hallelujah. How many glad about the Holy Ghost this morning, amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that Jesus died? He went down, but he got right back up again. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. He said, Pilate said, I'm going to kill you. He said, that's all right. I'll just be down for 3 days and I'll get right back up again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you, you in your circumstance there. Amen. I know you falling down, but you can get right back up again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You might have fallen short on your bills this morning, but praise God. You can get right back up again. Amen. You may have lost your job, but that's all right. You lost the job, but God's going to call you to bounce right back up again. Amen. And this is why we have faith in God, because we know he's able. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I used to say if I lost one job, it means that God has a better job for me. Come on now. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So there's no need to worry about it, because what? We're the one that falls down, but what? We get right back up again, and we don't stay down, amen. We don't let our troubles keep us down. Hallelujah. We don't let our problems keep us down. Because what? We believe that there's a resurrection, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. Hallelujah. So that I could get back up again, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, that was the reason he went down and got up. So that we can, when we get down, what? We can get back up again. Amen.
Amen.
St. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him wouldn't perish but have everlasting life. Amen. So this is the life eternal, the word of God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the eternal life. Amen.
Yes.
And that life lives within you, can get in you, and every time you fall down, you can get right back up again. Hallelujah. Are y'all with me today? Amen. I'm talking about getting back up again. Amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about it today?
Amen.
Amen. You saved. Amen. You sanctified. Amen.
Amen.
You've been set apart. You've been made meet for the master's use. Amen.
Amen.
It is God that did this thing. Amen. Amen. Can't nobody do it like God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank all of y'all out there this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we fall down, we get back up again. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for the word. I want to go to the book of Psalms today, amen. This is all right with y'all, amen. Hallelujah, because I'm thinking about the goodness of God, amen. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the situation that's going on in the world today. Psalms chapter 16, amen. Psalm chapter 16, amen. I think I probably want verses, amen. Read 5 through 11, Sister Paige. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 16, verses 5 through 11, because, you know, it's a good thing to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's a good thing to serve the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And all of you who are serving this morning, it's a good thing to serve the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Psalm chapter 16, verses 5 through 11, amen. Sister Paige's going to read, amen.
The Lord is the portion of my inheritance.
The Lord is the portion of my inheritance.
And of my cup.
And of my cup.
Thou maintainest my lock.
Uh-huh, maintain my, go ahead.
The line of fallen aboard me and present places.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, I have a
God. You have a goodly heritage, amen. I got a goodly heritage in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you glad about it?
I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel.
I will bless the Lord who has given me instructions, amen.
My reins also instruct me in the night season.
He instructs me in the night season.
I have set the Lord always before me.
I'm setting God always before me, amen.
Because he is my right hand, I shall not be moved.
He is on my right hand, I shall not be moved, because what? It is God that is instructing me, amen. Amen. And see, one thing I want to say about the word of God, you got to follow the instructions.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, my heart is glad.
Therefore, my heart, why is my heart so glad? Because it is God instructing me, amen. It is God telling me what to do, amen. It is God that's showing me the way. It is God that's showing me how to, amen. And because of that, amen, my heart is glad, amen. Hallelujah. That's why you're so filled with joy, because now God is instructing you. And see, God came to be an instructor in your life, amen. So he put something in your life to instruct you. He put the Holy Spirit in your life to instruct you.
Amen.
Amen. When he, the Holy Spirit, is come, he will lead and guide you into all truth. And the truth will make you free. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. The truth that you know will make you free.
Yes.
And sometimes it's not the truth that you know that makes you free. It's the truth that you understand that makes you free.
Amen.
Hey, God, I'm a half son. And see, our problem with the reason we're not free is because we haven't yet understood the truth. You have heard the truth, but you haven't understood the truth. But until we come to understand the truth, that is when we're made free.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But it's because God instructs me, amen. Hmm? Good morning. Praise God. It's God that instructs us.
Amen.
And we got to allow God to instruct us, amen. And this is why it says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path, amen. You see, God directs the path of life.
Yes.
He leads me in the path of righteousness for his namesake, amen?
Amen.
And so this is why my heart is glad, because what? God instructs me, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And see, those that are without instruction end up in wrong places. People who are not instructed don't get it right.
Mm-hmm.
People who are not instructed, you are normally the ones that fail because they're without instruction, amen. The Bible said a child left to himself will make his family ashamed, amen.
Amen.
Because he's without instruction. You see, man has been without instruction for a long time, amen.
That's right.
Amen. They didn't listen to God. They didn't want to hear what God had to say. And therefore, they didn't please God because they didn't know the instructions of God. Amen. And so now God instructs me, but I want to get to the real part. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope.
We go down, but we're going to get back up. My flesh rests in hope, amen. That means that I'm going to get me another body, amen. Hallelujah. My flesh is not going to see corruption. I'm going to get another body, amen. And this body won't see corruption, amen. We're going to be changed in a moment in the twinkle of the eye, amen, at the last trump of God, amen. And so God has promised me these things, and therefore what? My heart can be glad is because I'm expecting something better than what I have now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is why we need God, so we can have be expecting something better than you got now. You can move to a better place than where you are now, amen. Praise God. This is why we have hope, amen. This is why our heart is glad, because we're looking forward to something that God has on the way, amen.
Amen.
This is why we said, my inheritance is in heaven, amen. Praise God. I'm waiting on the new Jerusalem, amen. I'm waiting to get into the new city, amen. I'm waiting to put on another body, amen. I'm expecting something, amen. Even in the midst of my terrible situation, I'm expecting something better from the Lord. You see, that's why you need Jesus, because you need to expect something better.
Yeah.
You see, when you expect something better, you wait for it. You look for it. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen. You stand in line for it. Amen. You know how you're waiting on that stimulus check. Amen. Everybody was at the mailbox waiting on the mailman. Amen. Not on the stimulus check. When you used to get them welfare checks. On the first of the month, you was expecting that check. And you was at the mailbox. When the mailman come, you were standing out there waiting on it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But here it is with God. God said, you ought to wait on me like you waiting on that check, because I'm sending you a check, and all you got to do is wait on it and be of good courage, and I'll renew your strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wait on the Lord. The check is on the way. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, your check is in the mail. Hallelujah. Amen. Your blessing is in the mail. You just got to wait on it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You just got to be encouraged while it's coming. Amen. And so every time when you don't have enough, amen, you don't worry about it, because what? I'm expecting the check tomorrow. Amen. I don't have enough today, but God's going to send me one tomorrow. I might not have it today, but God's going to send me one next week. Amen. I'm waiting on my check, because God promised me a check. And because I trust in God, I believe my check is coming. I'm not going to get deterred from following God, because I know my check is coming. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my check is on the way. Amen. I'm not worried about my check, because this check is guaranteed to come. It's better than the government check, amen. You know, they always say, when you get the government check, you can expect it to be on time, amen. But when God has a check, God is greater than the government, and this should be a check you should be able to wait on the Lord and be of good courage in it, and not get disappointed because of the thing that is taking place is going to change.
Yes.
Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
I said season change, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The way you are now is not the way you always going to be. Come on, amen.
Amen.
I might be broke right now, but I'm not going to stay broke, amen, because what? A change is coming, amen. I might be sick right now, but I'm not going to stay sick, because what? I know a change is coming, amen. I might be sad right now, but I'm not going to stay sad, because what? I know a change is coming, because I'm expecting the check from the Lord. So I'm going to be encouraged, amen. Come on, because what?
Verse 10 says,
God is always be what? He's always before my face, amen. Yeah, my heart was glad. Therefore, my heart was glad.
Yes.
And my glory rejoices. My heart was glad. You see that verse? My heart was glad, amen. And so whenever you get excited about something, there's joy in it. Hallelujah. But when you're excited, amen, you got a zeal for it, amen. You go running to do it, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. When you're expecting something, you know how it is. When you're expecting the baby, you just go around, you rub the belly off. Oh, child, I got a few more months. Hey, when the baby coming? Well, he's coming on the 23rd of January. The seed has been planted, and now you're expecting something, amen. So God has put his seed of the word in your heart. And now your spirit or your soul will have to give birth to the seed that has been put in you, and now you can start expecting something, amen.
Amen.
Come on, I'm expecting some blessings from the Lord. I'm not going to be sad anymore. I'm expecting something, amen. Hallelujah. I got a spirit of expectation, amen. The Holy Ghost gives me a spirit of expectation, amen. And because I expect something from God, I'm waiting on God, I'm encouraged about it, because I know God is going to move. He's going to do what he said he was going to do, because, well, our God can't lie.
Amen. That's right.
I need to move all the sin, every way to sin. I need to get rid of the weights, amen. We carry, you know, that's part of our problem. We carry too many weights. Amen.
Amen.
You carrying too many burdens. Amen. Mm-hmm. You're worried about too much stuff that you can't change. Mm-hmm. Well, why are you going to be worried about something you can't change? Stay up all night. Can't sleep. Tossing and turning. I'll be tossing and turning, not because I'm worried, though. Amen. Praise God. Something be waking me up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning now. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get up and pray. Amen.
Amen.
But I ain't worried. Amen. I know my check coming, amen.
Amen.
Check's in the mail, amen.
Mm-hmm.
My blessing is in the mail, amen.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting on my blessing, amen. Hallelujah. I know it's coming, amen. Hallelujah. And it is going to come, and it won't tarry, amen. Because what I'm expecting something, amen.
That's right.
Amen. That's why you should live a life of expectation, not live a life of thinking failure.
Amen.
Failure shouldn't be in our vocabulary anymore. Hallelujah. Our vocabulary should be, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthened me. Hallelujah. Come on. And everything that exalts itself against the word of God, I condemn it in the name of Jesus. See, that we shouldn't have no failure in our life. I can do it.
Amen.
Chapter 1, verse 8. If you read that, amen. I'm going to get to that scripture, Sister Paige. Praise God. Don't worry about it. We're going to get there. But Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, because, you see, in this thing, while I'm talking about this thing, I got to go show you something that God has said to you, especially if you are a saved person.
Amen.
See, saved people should have more expectation than the lost. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. What does that say?
But ye shall receive power.
Oh, go ahead.
Out of that the Holy Ghost is come upon you.
So what does God say? You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That means you see, God said, I'm going to give you some authority. Come on. Say, I got some authority. Amen.
Some authority.
Come on. And when you got authority, I had to look up that word authority. I looked it up this morning because I wanted to see what that word authority means. If you got it, somebody, amen. Praise God. The word authority means the power or right to give orders. Come on, somebody, amen. So what was Jesus telling you here? I've given you power or the right to give orders. Hallelujah. Praise
amen.
God. Because of the Holy Ghost, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Ghost gives you power or the right to give orders.
Amen.
You have the power and right to give orders. It also means to make decisions. I got authority to make my own decisions, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Or make decisions according to what God has given me to make, amen. I got power. The devil can't stop me from making a decision.
Amen.
Why? Because I got power over him. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Authority means to enforce obedience. When something is not going right, I can enforce obedience. I can say something and speak to it, and it has to obey me. That's what authority is. The believer has been given authority, amen. That's why the believer knows his check is coming.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he has the authority to call his check into being.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They said, faith calleth that which is not, as though it is. And when faith start calling it, because of the authority of the word of God, and God, the word that God has put in your mouth, you can call things into a being.
Oh, yes.
I can tell my flesh to obey me.
Hallelujah.
If that's what authority is, right?
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
Come on. Amen. Stop saying that you can't do it.
That's right.
You have authority in your mouth, amen.
Mm-hmm.
To say it a word. Say it a word, amen. And it shall be done according to that word. And the power that working within you. The Holy Ghost is the power that's working in you, amen. And that's why you can start expecting things because what? You have that authority. God gave you the authority. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to recognize God gave you the authority.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen. To speak to your pocketbook.
Oh, yes.
To speak to your wallet. Is that what authority is? Tell the wallet, be thy field. Hallelujah. You have the authority. Well, what did they say authority was?
Power, the right to give.
The power, the right to give orders. See, when Jesus came, he said, I came to seek and save what was lost. What was lost? Authority was lost. Adam lost his authority. And the devil took over Adam's authority. And so Jesus came to get that authority back.
Hallelujah.
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 And he said, I've given you power, authority over principalities and powers and spirits of wickedness in high place. He said, I gave you authority over that. I gave you power and dominion back through the Holy Ghost, amen. You see, you got to realize what you got. You can talk to the devil and tell the devil where to go and tell him to be thy remove and be cast into the sea because of the authority that is in the word. That's why you have joy and peace, because whatever is going on in your life, you can tell that thing, be thy remove.
Right.
See, we won't talk to it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, that's why we got to seek God, amen. Hallelujah. Because what God gave you authority. Amen. God gave you authority to change your circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to stay the same. You don't have to be the way that you are. You have authority.
Yeah.
He gave you authority over your mouth. Your mouth didn't slip, you just didn't take authority over it.
Right.
Your tongue didn't slip, you didn't take authority over it, amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. That lie was, it was a lie. You just didn't take authority on. You didn't have to lie. You see, that's what I want to try to tell you. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do because God gave you authority. You don't have to sin. All you got to do is say, I'm not going to do that no more. And mean what you say.
Yes.
And say what you mean and mean what you say. It's just that simple. Amen. All it is because authority means the right to make a decision, right? If I have authority, I have a right to make that decision that I'm going to live all right. I'm not going to change. Amen. I'm not going to do that anymore. Amen. I'm not going to go that place no anymore. Amen. I'm going to stop in the name of Jesus. I quit. And if I want to quit, I just say I'm going to quit. But when we make excuses for it, we keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I make excuse for my tobacco, I'm going to keep doing it. Well, you know, I can quit when I want to, then quit then.
Mm-hmm.
If I make excuse for my smoking, I'm going to keep doing it. Well, you know, I can quit, Pastor. Yeah, you can. Why haven't you? So it's not a matter that you can't. It's just a matter that you don't want to, right? Because you said you got the Holy Ghost, that means you got authority. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
If I'm going to get rid of my drinking, amen. See, you got to keep God always before your face now, amen. Amen. You got to keep God always before your faith, amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you keep God always before your faith, you will recognize that God gave you authority and he gave you the Holy Ghost so that you can stop doing the things that you don't want to do. Right. Gave you the ability to do the things that you want to do and to quit doing what you don't want to do. But you're using that as an excuse. Yeah. Somebody said the other day, you know, young girl, want to be a lesbian. And somebody said, well, baby, you don't have to be a lesbian. Well, you know, I already am a lesbian, so, baby, you don't have to be a lesbian. Well, you're not a lesbian, baby. I'm trying to tell you, if you don't want to be a lesbian, baby, all you got to do is take authority over that spirit, that lust demon, amen, and get rid of that demon, and you can be straight again. If you're a lesbian, you're not lesbian because you have to be. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
You are not that because you want to be. You have to be. You are that because that's what you want to be. Because you can take authority over that thing. Because God gives us authority over things. He gives us power over the flesh.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost gives you power over the flesh. So you don't have to be something that you don't want to be. The only reason that you are is because you want to be.
Right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just that thing about me. That thing is on me. No, you want to be one. Man want to be a woman. You hear what I said? Want to be. Not that he is. He want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they want to be something, they overdo it.
That's right.
And women don't act like that.
No, we don't.
No. Oh, man, you know, I saw a young girl with her pants hanging down. I said, well, girl, instead of having the pants on the back part down, you ought to have the front part down. Amen. I would like to see that better than having that out. You know, want to be a man. Notice what I said. Want to be. It's not that you have to be. It's something that you want to be. You can change. Jesus Christ give power over sin and death.
Amen.
And if you want to change, Jesus Christ can change you. He went about doing good and healing all manner of sickness and disease. Amen.
Right.
He was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, went about doing good, according to Acts chapter 10. Amen. And he said, that same power I gave to you, I have anointed you with the Holy Ghost and with power. And you're supposed to go about doing good and healing all manner of sickness and disease because I gave you that authority. That if you set God always before your face, you see God in this thing. It is God that is working in you. It is God that's working through you, amen. And if God is working in you to will and to do, according to the book of Philippians, amen. He that has begun a good work in you will perform unto the day of Christ. So it's the Holy Ghost performing in you to bring you to this place in God.
Yes, amen.
I said he gave you authority, amen,
mm-hmm.
to take charge of things, amen. You don't have to be something. You don't have to be broke. If you make up your mind you don't want to be broke, you'll never be broke another day in your life. It'll take a little while to get out of the hole, but you'll dig your way right out, amen, because you recognize that what? God is able, amen. And greater is what is in me than this thing that's trying to hold me down in the world, amen. And I recognize that what? I have power over this thing here. I have power over my drinking, amen. I just got to take authority.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
I got to stop making excuses for it. I got to stop letting the devil like to give us an excuse. I'm in the same way, amen. Praise God. You know, you get the taste for that tobacco. And even though you quit, and it never leaves, and the enemy likes to find one little thing, he's going to do something to ease in there. Well, you know, he's just going to try it again, going to try it again, amen. You know, and even though you've been over it, you go try it again, just one time, you know, it won't hurt. to get you back into that thing. And now he's going to get you captive. Now you got to work three times harder to get rid of it this time than it was the last time. Are you with me here? Amen.
Amen.
Huh? Praise God. Never leaves you, but you got authority over it. Amen. You got power over it. After that, the Holy Ghost come upon you. He does what? He gives you power. He gives you authority over this thing. Amen. You don't have to walk in an unrighteous manner because you have authority over sin. You see, Jesus came and gave us authority over sin. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. Sin. Lust. You have authority over those things. Amen. You don't have to do those things anymore. I have power over it through God. Amen. I overcame those things. I overcame my drinking. Amen. I overcame eyes, amen, through the word of God, amen. The word of God has power. You see, that's what you mean. You have a form of godliness, but you're denying the power, amen. You're trying to say God can't do this and God can't do that. That means you don't believe God. I say he's able to do anything but fail.
Yes.
So whatever you're doing in your life today is because you want to. The devil made me do it. You just a lie. That's why the devil outside the door crying right now. Because you've been lying on the folks in church, lying on the devil. The devil made me do it. No, God gave you authority over the devil. He said, I gave you authority over principalities and powers and spirits of wickedness. And that the devil falls under that line, amen. He's a principality. He's a power, amen. He's the author of spiritual wickedness, amen. And because he's the power and the author of it, God gave you power over that thing, amen. You see, God has put us in second in command. Glory to God. Glory to God. God put us in second in command. Amen. Do you not realize the height that God is exalting us to? I gave you the power to enforce obedience. I have the ability to force myself into obedience. Amen. Paul said, I want to preach to others and yet myself be a castaway. I got to bring my body under subjection. Amen. And most of us, we won't take authority over our body. We let our body have his way. Amen.
That's right.
I can't fast, child. I can't fast. I can't fast, child. You know that you can't fast, you don't want to fast.
Mm-hmm.
You have authority to be able to. You have an authority to what? To enforce obedience, don't you?
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Amen. And so you got to stop using those excuses and just follow the instruction. Can't be like Saul. Kill everything, Saul. And he went out and killed everything but the sheep and then brought the king back.
Yeah.
Samuel said, Saul, what have thou done? I did everything you said, Lord. But why do I hear those sheep bleeding over there? Well, I brought those back for a sacrifice. But I told you to kill it all.
Oh.
Come on. I said obedience, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And authority is to enforce obedience. Authority means power or right to direct action or thoughts of others. If I have the power or the right to direct and change the thoughts of others, why can't I change the thoughts for myself?
Yes.
Hmm? See, the Holy Spirit gives you the power to influence people, amen. Influence things. Influence change in people's lives, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Not only influence change in other people's lives, but it gives you the ability to influence change in your own life. The Word of God, amen, gives you the ability to influence your own life, amen, to change. Have you ever looked at yourself? And to see where you are,
yes.
To see where you need to be, have you ever evaluated yourself to see that I don't think I'm where God is yet?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm where God wants me to be yet. Have you ever looked at yourself?
Yes.
Am I acting like Jesus with that? With the things that I'm doing, Just ask the question. The things that I'm doing, would Jesus be doing these things? The things that come out of my mouth, would Jesus be saying stuff like this? I know it was the slippers, but you can take authority over it, amen?
Amen.
Huh? You know, we call it slippers, you know. You know when that word come out. Oh, slippers. No, that wasn't no slip. That it just whatever's in you coming out. Amen. That was just down in you, that's all.
Well, we can get rid of
it. You may as well, when you recognize that it was there, say, oh, Lord, forgive me for that. Cleanse me, Lord. Wash me. Amen. Created me a clean heart and a upright spirit. I know I'm not supposed to be saying words like that. Bitter and sweet water can't come out the same fountain. Not supposed to. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But do you get what I'm trying to say? When you look at yourself and see that you need cleansing, why is it that we haven't gone to God and said, God, cleanse me and wash me, Lord, from all unfiltiness of the flesh? I need a washing, Lord. And be honest with God. Mm-hmm. Well, I always tell y'all, don't put no mask on around here. Amen. If you're the devil, just say I'm the devil and keep it going. God will know what to do for you.
Amen.
If you're trying to act like a Christian and act like a devil, God will throw you away. That's what you call lukewarm. You say either be cold or be hot. Amen. Either be in or be out. Amen. If you're out, I know how to bring you in. Amen. If you're already in, I know how to make it. And so God always wants to make it better. But have you ever looked at yourself? Even though God has given you the power and authority, amen, are you using the power that God gave you?
Mm-hmm.
Authority, the right to direct action and thoughts, to enforce obedience. I have the authority to do that, amen?
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Go back to Psalm 16. I told you I was going to get back there for today. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to talk about something. Amen.
Verse 10 says, but thou wilt not leave my soul in hell.
Yes.
Neither wilt thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption.
Yes. Psalm 16, verse 11 now. Go ahead.
Thou wilt show me the path of life.
This is what he says.
Thou wilt show me the path of life.
Thou wilt show me the pathway to life. Not death.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It is the enemy that leads you to death, but it's God that leads you to life. So God, you will show me the pathway of life. That's what we're looking for. Colossians 3:3 says that your life is here. In Christ, in God. Your life is hid. If the life is hid, then I need to find my life. If I find my life, I got to find Jesus because my life is hid in him. So if you're looking for life, you got to look inside of Jesus to find your life.
Yes.
You got to search the word of God because you are in the word of God. Your life is hid in the word.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Like Jesus' life was in the Word.
Yes.
He always went down and this is the scripture. It is written of him, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. His flesh won't see corruption. You see, that was Jesus right there, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. So your life is here in Christ. So if we're going to find our life, we got to start doing a search for life.
Yes.
Search the scriptures. Well, where'd you search the scripture? That's where my life is at. We're searching everywhere, but where the Lord said your life was here. There, you want to find your joy? Your joy is in the scriptures, amen. Your joy is in the word. But you try to go out in the world and find everything and searching. You're searching in everything else, trying to find something in that thing in order so that you can find life and joy of that thing.
Yes, amen.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got to do something to have life. You can't just don't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do worldly things to have life. Hmm?
Yeah.
You can find joy in things of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the Bible said, this is where you find joy. This is where you find peace.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you find righteousness. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And what we should be looking for Jesus said, seek ye the first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So you ought to be seeking the joy of God, where light comes from, that will fill you up with something, not take away something from you. I started looking at myself, and I started saying, I said, Lord, I know there's more to it than this. I know there's more to you, Lord, than this, where I'm walking in, Lord. I know there's got to be some higher heights. I know there's got to be some more deeper, amen. I know the relationship with you got to be a little wider, amen. I know there's more glory in this thing than what I'm experiencing, Lord. So I've been trying to do a search within myself.
Okay. Yes.
I want to find the God of the Bible. Because somewhere along the line, we are missing the God of the Bible.
Okay.
If the God of the Bible is able to do anything but fail us, then why is so much failure going on? Marriage is failing. More Christian marriage fail. Wives won't act right. Husband won't act right. Children don't act right. Failure. Everywhere you look, failure. Amen. Leaving home in the streets. Turning drug addicts. Little kids, 5 years old. Oh, born a boy. Oh, mama, I feel like I'm a girl. Oh, baby, we're going to let little Johnny be a girl because little Johnny, you know, 5 years old, don't know what he wants to be. Crazy parents. Stupid parents. I'm going to put it like that. Where's God? And the saints is no better. The saints are worse off than the sinners. They acting more crazy than the sinners. They supposed to be forgiving one another, loving one another, having peace among one another. Amen.
Amen.
And then they're one. They sitting there divided. Where's God? Where's this power that God said he gave us? Where's this anointing that God gave us? Are we walking in it? And here's everybody saved. Everybody saved now. They used to be in the club on Saturday night, but Sunday morning. The deacon sitting on the deacon board. Amen. He just got out of bed with Sister Susie. But Sunday morning, he's Deacon so-and-so up telling everybody what to do. Leading the prayer, leading the praise, and he just got out of bed with Sister Susie last night. And his wife sitting on the other side, and he's in the church, amen. Deacon so-and-so, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Where's God? No fear of God anymore, amen. Praise God. People don't believe they're going to hell. I guess that's what's happening. They're not afraid of it anymore. Because if they was afraid of it, you change. You wouldn't do the thing that you was doing. If you believe that hell was as hot as it, as everybody said it is, you wouldn't be doing that anymore. You'll cut that mess out, amen. You wouldn't be singing in the choir, no, you're sleeping with somebody, amen. You wouldn't be fornicating and getting up in the pulpit, amen. And you ain't scared no more, amen. And that's your problem, amen. You're not scared of God anymore, amen.
That's it.
And you're making excuses for what you do. Well, I don't want to. Well, you don't have authority over him, and he don't have authority over her, and you don't have no authority over yourself. I do what I want to do. Ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do. But you said the Holy Ghost is at work in you, amen. You said the Holy Ghost is at work, right?
Right.
Amen. That's what you said. You're just as calm of mind as you can be.
Amen.
You're not submitting to authority.
Amen.
If God is authority, why don't you obey in authority then? If you said you gave your life to God, why aren't you obeying God? Why is the truth, the tree is green, but it don't have no fruits on it?
Yes.
You don't have no fruits in your life, amen.
That's right.
Don't have no long suffering. You can't put up with nothing. It just vexed me. because you got a devil. Amen.
Amen.
That what Paul said was it? That was getting to me a thorn in the flesh to vex me. You got a devil vexing you. That's where the vexation comes from. It's the devil. That's the thorn that's sticking you. The devil. That's the one that's bothering you. The devil, because what? You won't get rid of some evil thoughts that you got in your mind about something because you haven't changed your mind yet. Come on, y'all.
Amen.
See, when you change your mind about things, then things that used to bother you don't bother you no more if your mind doesn't change. See, it's bothering. You got to realize everything you're dealing with the thoughts. The pressure that you feel, it's not from something on the outside. The pressure you feel is from your thoughts that let you know your thinking is wrong. The reason you can't sleep is your thinking that's wrong. The reason you are oppressed is because your thinking is wrong. The reason you come under anxiety attack is because of your thinking is wrong. You are thinking something that's nothing. What is fear? False evidence appearing real. Anxiety attacks come from false evidence that appear real.
Mm-hmm.
The thing you thought about wasn't really real, but you thought it was real. And because you thought it was real, you acted on it.
That's right.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Huh? Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you're under oppression and all that stuff, it's because you got some thoughts going on somewhere. Somewhere along the line, the devil is tormenting you. God said that he has forgiven you for that. God said he has put that thing behind. He's thrown that thing as far as the east is from the west. He's gotten rid of it, and you're still holding on to it. And you're still feeling guilty about something that God didn't forget about. Oh, hallelujah. I said, get rid of that guilt right now. Whatever you did in the past, don't worry about it. I'm forgetting about the things that are behind me, and I got to reach forward to the things that are before me. You see, God tells us for reaching.
Yes.
For something higher than where you are now.
Amen.
Are you with me here? Amen.
I'm with you.
Can't you see where oppression and that stuff come from?
Mm-hmm.
It's because you're thinking something that's not even true.
That's right.
You're thinking something about yourself that ain't true. When the Bible said, let God be true and every man a lie, whatever the word said about me, that's what I am. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
I am what I am. Well, I am that I am by the grace of God. It's what God has done for me. I'm not going to let the devil tell me no different. If God says I'm free, it means that I'm free. If God said I'm loose, it means that I'm loose. Amen. If God said I'm able, it means I have the ability to do so. And I'm not letting nobody lie to me and tell me I can't. I can have what God said I can have. I can do what God says I can do. And I got to stop letting my mind tell me that I can't do it. That's what faith comes in at. Believing that what God said, it can come to pass. That's where I got to have faith. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to get rid of these devils today, amen.
Amen.
These lying devils. These lying devils telling you that you can't. That's what he is, a lying devil. A lying devil that's telling you you can't do it, amen. A lying devil telling you you can't get healed. Hallelujah. Get rid of that lying devil out of your mind. Guess where he's at? He's in your mind. That says that you can't be free. He's in your mind. You know he's a liar. And why are you going to believe his lie? That's all he's saying. See, Jesus, they said Jesus cast out the devil with his word. See, the word of God casts out devils because the reason you are bound is because of your thinking got you bound. You see, no country, no white man, or anybody can bind you. They can put your body in bondage, but they can't stop your mind from working. Come on, somebody, amen. You see, if we are in bondage in America, it's not because the white man has us bound. It's that our mind got us bound. Amen. We're thinking the lie that we can't do it. We can't rise up. Oh, the system. The system. God's system works above their system. God's system will work when no matter what they got stacked against you, it'll still come out the way God wanted it to be. Hallelujah. But if we see a faith in bondage, we're walking in bondage. It's not because they got you bound, it's because you allowed your thinking to keep you in bondage. If you're thinking you can't get no house, you'll never get one. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
If you're thinking you can't be blessed, you'll never be blessed. Amen. If you're thinking that you can't arise from the situation that you're in, you will never arise from that situation. Amen. But God gives us power. After the Holy Spirit come upon you, I give you power to be a witness unto me. I went down and got up. Hallelujah. Praise God. And because I went down and got up, you can be down and get up also. Got to stop the lies of the devil. It's the devil lying to you, telling you you can't. When the Bible says you can. All things are possible to them that believe. I am a believer. Come on, let's everybody say, I am a believer. And because I am a believer. Know what I said? Because I am a believer. All things are possible to me. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about it? Because I am a believer.
Amen.
Nobody else can stop me from getting where I want to go. But I got to believe that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And whatever vision God gave me, nobody can stop me from achieving that vision.
Amen.
Except your own unbelief.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, I can do all things through the Christ that strengthened me. And I won't stop letting the devil tell me that I can't. Come on, tell the devil get out of here, amen. I'm overcoming. God made me an overcomer, amen. And because I am overcoming, that means anything that gets in front of me, I can overcome it.
Amen.
Come on, amen. I can overcome this habit, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I can overcome this sin. Amen. I can overcome this sickness. Amen. I can overcome this disease. Amen. I can overcome principalities. I can overcome powers. Amen. I can overcome spiritual demons. Amen. I can overcome these things. And because I am an overcomer, I shall overcome because what? He made me an overcomer.
Right. Amen.
But until you believe it, it don't take place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what kind of situation you're in today. Whether you're hooked on drugs. Somebody say you can't get off crack, but that's a lie.
Amen.
We got people, I know people right now that got off of crack, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
They started out and they said, Pastor, I've been free for a week. Everybody looked at it. She said she's been free for a week. And we said, praise God. Man, she's been free for a week. After a while, she came back, Pastor, I've been free for 3 months. Praise God. She's been free for 3 months. Amen. But she overcame it. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
I'm trying to say, if you hook today, you can overcome it. Amen. Don't let the devil tell you you can't overcome it, because that thing will tell you that I got you. I had a friend said he looked in the mirror, and he saw this red face in the mirror that he said it had horns. And he said that thing in the mirror told him, I got you, and started laughing at it. That's what he saw in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I saw it, saying, I got you, and was laughing at it. And he said he threw the mirror down because he didn't want to look in there no more. Come on.
Amen.
Come on, amen. Because that thing was trying to tell him, I got you. Hallelujah. And if you believe that thing, then you will go along with that thing. But it's better than to agree with the thing. You got to agree with God's word, amen. God's word said, hey, I'm free from you. That you have no right or authority over me, I can take authority over you in the name of Jesus. Because what? I have the power to make a decision. And if I make a decision to get rid of you, you got to leave. Come on, somebody. Amen. Are y'all with me today? Amen. I'm talking about the goodness of the Lord today. Amen. I'm trying to say you can overcome.
That's right.
You don't have to stay in that thing anymore. You don't have to let the devil threaten you like that. Tell it to be gone. Come on. So, Brother Tommy, I used to go by the tobacco stand, Brother Tommy. And I look at that can and I say, I first had to start talking to it first. Amen. I had to start talking to it first. Amen. You got to talk to the thing. Amen. What is about whatsoever things ye desire? Speak to the things. You can declare those things that be. See, God says these to declare things. So I had to talk to it. I said, I started looking at it and I started thinking about it. I said, do you have power over me or do I have power over you? You hear what I'm saying? Do you have power over me or do I have power over you? You can't even walk. You can't even talk. You know, when I pass by, you can't even cry out, hey, Paige. Over here, brother. Look. You see me over here? I'm on the shelf. You can't even talk. Come on, y'all. Are you with me? You get what I'm trying to say?
Amen.
I'm trying to say how we allow things to control us, and we're supposed to be controlling things because God gave us dominion over things. He gave Adam dominion over all things in the earth. And Jesus came to give us the authority back over things in the earth. Creeping things. Calling things, amen. Yeah. So we have authority over things, and the thing, the part about it, it can't even talk. Okay. The thing you're doing can't even talk.
Thank you, King. Yeah.
Come on over here tonight. I'm going to be on 27th and Vincennes. That's where I'm going to be tonight. Come on. Hey. It's calling you. It can't talk, but it's calling you. Yeah. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
When are we going to realize that we are stronger than it? It's not stronger than us. It don't have no legs. It can't think. It don't even have life. It's just an idol. Paul said an idol is nothing. Hallelujah. So we worship an idol that is nothing. We're in bondage over nothing. The drugs can't talk. Hey, you know, you get a pill or some weed, you know, it can't talk. And you see you going down the street, you can't smell that weed though, you know. And it stink now more than anything. Boy, people stink that smell it. All in their clothes, amen. It didn't stink that bad when we did it, amen. Thank God. Amen. But we just tell the truth, y'all. You know what I mean. We tell the truth. Amen. But what I'm trying to say, you can be delivered. Amen.
Amen.
That thing ain't talking. That's your desire for it. It, not its desire for you. A man is drawn away after his own lust and enticing. It's your desire that's going after it, not it coming after you. That's the truth right there, amen. And we got to realize the truth going to make us free, amen. And show you yourself. Because you've been trying to blame some. Oh, it was that woman that made me did that, God. It was Eve, Lord. The reason I went out there last night and slept with her because she called me over her phone. No, you desired Eve. That's why you had Eve. Eve didn't make you do nothing. You know you wanted to eat. That apple was looking good, or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Haven't we been lying for a long time? Can't you see all the lies you've been telling? You've been blaming the devil for something. You've been lying on the devil. All of you on the line, been lying on the devil. The devil didn't make you hit that man. The devil didn't make you hit that woman. You hit that woman because it was in you to hit her. Because if it hadn't been in you, you would have never did it.
Amen.
Come on. See, you see how we've been lying? See, that's the truth. I'm telling y'all the truth now. I'm pointing out the truth. And we've been pointing at the devil. When you go home tonight, look in the mirror and see the devil.
Yeah.
The truth. And Jesus said, when you get to know the truth, it's going to make you free, amen. And then you're going to realize that, you mean that's been me all the time, Lord? You mean that's been my desires all the time, Lord? You mean the reason I did that, it was me, Lord, it wasn't the devil? I got to go. Praise God. Somebody want to be saved today, amen. I'm not going to leave without giving you an opportunity to be saved. You on Facebook, you on the line today, it's time to quit, amen. But if you're on Facebook, you want to be saved, you want to know the truth, you look at yourself, you'll see the truth about yourself. You need to repent, amen, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost, amen.
Yes.
Amen. And get your life in order. And God will give you the Holy Ghost to take power over your sins, amen. Give you ability to overcome your sin, amen. Amen. To overcome it, amen. It might not say you might not have to deal with it for a minute or two, but it gives you the power to overcome it, amen. And that's how we get victory in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And then on this ministry here, if you want to send us something, we don't beg. But if you want to send an offering, if God lays on your heart to send something, amen, that you can send it at Cash App and PayPal. And that's at care.carechurchinc@gmail.com. And if you want to send us something, we appreciate everything you said. God bless you and keep you on Facebook, amen, live. I'll see y'all next week, amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. And for everybody that's on the line, amen. Father God, we are thankful for the word of God and the people of God, knowing, Lord, that you've given us the ability to overcome all things because of your spirit, Lord. I shall overcome all things that stand in my way, Lord, and nothing shall hinder me because of the power that you have invested in me. Thank you for the word of God and the people of God. All praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Has anybody got a testimony, anything they like to say before we go? Praise God. Don't forget about tonight, Brother Prevost. Amen.
Amen, amen. We'll be on top
go
of
ahead,
that.
Go ahead, Prevost.
We'll be talking about the election results, and we'll be talking about fundraising in the church.
What is the church
about? Fundraising. You know, the fish dinners, the garage sales, the car washes. You know,
amen.
We're going to be talking about that in church. We're going to be talking about the election results, which I think the best person won. We're going to be putting in the office. So tune in tonight and be part of the conversation.
Amen. Want to talk about the election? Want to talk about should we be have business in the church?
I have a testimony.
Amen. Go ahead, sister.
Well, I thank the Lord for allowing me to see another year.
Amen.
I'm alive. I made it in 2020. Thank God I haven't gotten COVID and none of my family.
Amen.
So that's a blessing within itself.
Amen.
I thank the Lord that I still have a job, that I wasn't laid off when everything hit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now to work at home.
Hallelujah.
Another blessing as well.
Another blessing.
So God has continued to bless me, and I thank the Lord for that. And I thank God that my grandchildren made it to one in October.
Put one on.
So I thank the Lord for all of that, and being able to spend another year with my family and friends.
Amen.
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 Give the Lord a hand, please. Go ahead, bro. Amen.
First, giving up to God, Pastor Chris.
Yes, sir.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
It's good to be back.
Amen.
pray for me as I pray for you.
Amen. Thank God for Brother Tommy. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
He's back.
He's back. Amen. Thank God for him being back. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Amen. Thank God for my children. Amen. I want to thank God for y'all, all my children, myself. Amen. Thank God for them. Amen. You know, I used to talk about them quite bad. Amen. I wasn't calling things that be not as though it was. I was calling the way I saw it.
Amen.
But I want to thank God for y'all. Amen. I want to say y'all been supportive. Thank God for all y'all being supportive of me. Thank God that, you know, when I look at other people's situation that they go in, I just have to praise God. Amen. I thank God for y'all coming out being the way y'all are and as good as y'all are and doing the thing that you've done that I never had to really bow down to do very much for any of you. You've always been up able to stand up for yourself and do what it is that needs to be done. You have good work ethics. All I thank God for y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And so I had to make that known. Thank God for my wife. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes I say, I don't know how I would have made it without her. And then sometimes I don't know how I made it with her. Praise God. Amen. Just thank God for her. Amen. Today. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for her today. Amen.
Amen.
You know how sometimes you can be thinking. I'm just telling you how I'd be thinking sometimes. I wonder what would have happened if I had married so-and-so-and-so. And I wonder what would have happened if I had married so-and-so. And you start thinking about stuff like that. And then you say, well, you know, God must have put you with the right one because you're still with her. Amen. And so thank God for that.
Amen.
You know, everybody do that sometimes. You know, you wonder, well, why I didn't go with Brother John? You know, I used to like him. Why I don't like Brother John? Why I didn't marry him? He was all right.
I know.
You never said that about me? Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Anybody else got anything?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise
ahead,
the Lord.
Ray. Go ahead, brother. I know you got something to say. Amen.
Yeah, I know you're going to get your hair cut when you get home.
Praise God.
Praise God. Just thank God for another day. Thank God for covenant living. Thank God for all of you. Give honor to God first, head of my life. And thank God for Pastor Page and Sister Page and Page family. Thank God for Elder Prevost and all the saints of God in the house. This is glad to be on this side of the dirt. You know, just thank God that a lot of people didn't wake up. A lot of folks you know ain't here. A lot of folks you just made a scene. Now they're not here. It's just a great thing. I've been up all night just to think about sometimes, you know, how God is so good, what he brought you through. You got to just tell somebody how he brought you through, how he lifted you up, how he lifted up the bow down head, just how God just do everything. And you just be amazed how the Lord just show up and show out. And so I just thank God for being God all by himself. He don't need no help from us to be God, because I just thank God. Let God do it, be God, and he'll continue to do what God do. Great things in our lives. So I just thank and praise God for all things and taking nothing for granted. You know, we take a lot of things for granted and our birthdays and stuff. And happy birthday, Gita, again. And just want to thank God for my birthday coming up. I'm just getting old, 51 years old. So thank God to be around. And, you know, some of my friends that I grew up with and family members didn't make this age. And so it's a blessing to be another year. And I just give God praise for it. And I just thank God for saving me out of my mess. Amen.
Amen.
Well, amen. Thank God for Brother Ray there. And thank God for all of you on the line, Sister Alexandra, the salt of the earth. We had it was Friday evening that 5 o'clock our time, 3 o'clock California time. It's the same code. Don't forget the salt of the earth. 786-7473 is the access code at 5 o'clock Texas time, 3 o'clock California time. It was good. Sister Alexandra and Sister Kendra, they're hosting the salt of the earth. And she talked about the family Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So it's good. She's focusing on the family. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? A brother, Monday through Friday, we have prayer Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock Texas time, 8 o'clock California time. The phone number is 425-436-6381, access code 291-2143 pound. And we have prayer Monday through Friday. And so anybody on want to join in, you can join in for prayer. You can come on, get off, however you want to do it. But join us for prayer. Brother Ray is on every morning, Monday through Friday at 8:30 Texas time, 6:30 California time. Amen. His XX code 120-110-69 pound. Amen. And so you can join in. Amen. Amen. Any other announcement? Any other things? Amen. Y'all can give your tithes and offering, whatever you're going to give. Y'all can give. Amen.
Amen.
And so any other announcements? I forgot the date now.
Oh.
I mean, Sister Johnson will be doing some feeding in Fort Worth for the Thanksgiving dinner. She'll be over in Fort Worth, and we're going to need some coats and blankets. If you got some coats and blankets, that's what we're going to be giving away. I think it's going to, I got to look at the calendar to see what the date, but it's going to be like a Thanksgiving thing. Her job is going to sponsor all the food. So it's going to be, they have some good food when the job sponsor. They have brisket and ribs and sausage and links. I mean, they have some good food when the.
It'll
probably be on the 22nd. So, anybody got any coats and blankets you want? Go ahead. Yes. Yeah, she'll be over in Fort Worth. They normally do it on Lancaster. You have to do it on the back because the place we used to do it at closed down. Well, somebody bought it anyway. And so we have to go out backside. Now they put up some tents, amen, to cover it. But they will be doing Thanksgiving dinner there. So that's the way you can celebrate your Thanksgiving, giving to those who have need. And those people over there, they normally come because they normally don't feed them hot dogs and all that. Sister May usually go out the way and cook a chicken all night. And Sister Pat, they go and cook the veggies all night. And say, well, I want to feed them what I would feed myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't eat no hot, Mason, I don't eat no hot dogs. So, praise God.
Amen.
Anything else? Any other announcement? Amen. Amen. No other announcement? Amen. We're going to be dismissed. Father God, we'll thank you for the word of God. We thank you for those that are here and those who are not here. Lord, bless them and strengthen them and encourage them. And, oh, Lord, take the fear out of their heart, oh, Lord. And, Lord, we ask that the people be blessed, and we give praise and thanks for the blessing on their life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I see y'all Wednesday night. Hallelujah. See you. And y'all be blessed. You have an announcement, Prevo?
No, sir, but I'll see y'all at 5 o'clock.
See y'all at 5 mm-hmm. o'clock. 5 o'clock. Amen. God bless.
Everybody.
God has spoken.
So let the church, say. To what His word says, God has spoken.
God has spoken.
church say? Let the church say, all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so let the church say, oh, let the whole church say, God has spoken. Well, 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 let the church, let the church say, let the church say. What the love?